agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated in Lafayette, Indiana, Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities focuses on managing risk in today's complex and sophisticated commodities market. 866-837-9027.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity and Market Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are trading. December hard red winter wheat is 706, down 1 1/4. Soft December wheat, 654 1/4, up 3/4. September corn, 489, down 488 3/4, down 4 1/2. December's 480 1/2, down 5. September soybeans, 1313 1/4, down 8 3/4. November, 1295 1/4, down 8. September soybean meal, 414.10, down 6.20. September soybean oil, 43.20, down 25. August live cattle, 123.77 1/2, up 12 1/2. August feeder cattle, 155.22 1/2, up 32 1/2. And October lean hogs are 86.90, and they are up 42 1/2. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Well, it does seem as though futures earlier in the day were, they were lower than they are now, so we're coming back to neutral in both corn and beans. It looks like people are getting a good look at the latest weather models and waiting for the midday, and maybe by the end of the day we'll be back in green again.
You know, that's going to depend on what that weather model says at noon, and if it does seem to bring a little more moisture on into it. It's also going to depend a whole lot on what the tweets seem to be from the pro farmer tour as we go along. Yesterday, we'd like to chastise a lot of those people tweeting. I think they must have looked for some of the worst ears in the corn to take a picture of in the field and send out, because their results at the end of the day didn't seem as bad as the pictures we saw.
Did you see that? I mean, I noted that too. I was following the tweet by tweet, and you would click on, and there's the picture. Oh, look at all the tip back there. And then another tweet down the line from someone, oh, there's some more tip back there. And by the end of the day, you're thinking, man, maybe there is some significant tip back issues. And then you get the counts and not so much.
You know, I think we could figure out, if we, like the old list of players we used to get, that these players probably have long positions.
Well, I don't know if they trade the market or not, Wayne, but we will continue to follow the tour, because it is well respected by the trade in this time of year. And we must remember that we are more this year looking at potential for the crop than we were last year. Last year the crop was all but done, and so we're making some estimates and some guesses and hope that the weather catches up.
That'd be very true, Dave. I mean, we are looking at a crop that is not mature, and there is probably a higher percent than usual that's in the risk of weather, as in a frost.
34 days, I read today, from dose stage to maturity. So you start putting that kind of time frame on August the 20th, and you really can begin to get on pins and needles the further north you go.
That, you know, very true.
So how are you reading this market technically?
Well, basically, we're pushing up against resistance here, Dave. I mean, we know that $13 to $13.20 is some pretty strong resistance in the beans. We know that $4.90 to $5 is very heavy resistance against the corn. And I think that basically we're watching the weather very close. We're watching that and the resistance here. But I think that basically it's going to be, if and when we can get some rain, we'll probably see this market break back a little bit. But until we get that rain, everybody's just a little bit scared to step in front of these new recent buyers.
And how much of this is recent new buyers versus some weak shorts?
Well, I think that the new recent buyers and the volume that they've come in with the last few days has caused a lot of the people that sold when we were highly negative, the weather was looking ideal, and before this turned around, and they they become weak shorts after that you took 30, 40 cents in profits away and then turned them into losers. And I think that, you know, we are seeing people that did just, they looked at technical points. So we saw two or three of the major advisory firms that had stops in the market and were exited over the last, some Friday, or from Thursday and yesterday.
How much life is left in September's soybean contract as a spread?
Ooh, now that is, that's a hard one. Of course, we've come in dramatically here. You know, we look today at the September bean trading range around 13.15 now and 12.97, so we're down to 18 cents. Basically, you know, that spread is all but over.
But you like the November forward spreads remaining strong as long as November is under some duress?
Well, of course, you're going to have to think that they're going to want to own some product early, and we're going to want to stay with some premium as to get in the early beans and buy some of them because along the way. Now, it's not going to be quite as big as what we look at in you know, we sort of feel that there's going to be a better basis play probably in the early corn.
Now, for the last several weeks, we've been talking about putting your hands in your pockets as we watched, you know, futures in November beans decline all the way down to 11.62 or thereabouts. Now that we've had this meteoric increase, this rise, what are you telling your producers about ketchup sales or just sales in general?
I think that basically we are wanting to be ready. I guess they say the trigger, a finger on the trigger here is what we're looking to do, Dave. Basically, we're watching the weather's very close. We'd like to see a little bit of a pop and then start adding some, you know, take back a little bit of what was lost yesterday and then get a little aggressive selling some things. If we see the weather change, well, we might have to get more aggressive on the downside. But we do want to give you a little catch-up sales in here, especially in the corn. Not as much in the beans as the corn, but more so in the corn.
So are you of a mindset that corn this week might have a little bit more upside to it?
Well, I think, you know, we can press that 490 or a little bit above, and I think that it's going to be awfully hard for it to press through $5 without some continued bad weather, that the beans actually are the driver of this market, and they could possibly pull the corn with it. But corn on its own, I think, is going to have a hard time going above $5.
What else are you watching other than the crop tour?
Well, I think, of course, we're going to be looking at what the FOMC's meeting notes are and how they react, whether they are going to do any scale back on their buying of mortgage or bonds that way. I think that is one of the big things we're watching immensely. And unfortunately, we're having to watch, you know, the Egyptian situation and a few things going on as far as what our crude prices continue to do because of the unrest over there. So I think those three things along with the weather are probably the whole thing we're considering right now.
Yeah, probably not too much on the outside markets, although I do think the Fed releases their minutes tomorrow, and I suppose people will be looking to see what hints in it about potential quantitative easing in the balance of the year might be in there.
Wholeheartedly, yeah. That starts out the first paragraph of every newswire I read. You know, they're looking forward to this, they're looking forward to that. We think this or that may not happen. But we've somewhat scheduled the idea that it will happen sometime in the next 6 months in a lot of their estimations, Dave.
When it does happen, what impact does it truly have for grains?
Well, of course, as we start easing, that is what they are saying that would strengthen the dollar. If it strengthens the dollar, of course, it makes our exchange rate a little worse and everything along the way. But, I mean, all in all, the good thing about it is if they do start easing it, it means that they think the economy is strengthening. As the economy strengthens, boy, that means we have more purchasing power and we're able to buy better food and or more food and whatever along the way, and that can also help us a little bit too. But all in all, as far as our exports go, it hurts our exchange rate.
Thank you, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. November soybeans are $12.97, down 6 1/4, and December corn is $4.80 1/4, down 5 1/4. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.